Snakes in the Ganga, Breaking India 2.0, Clean up before it is too late for India. Snakes in the Ganga, Breaking India 2.0 inches a book written by Shri Rajiv Malhotra and Mrs. Vijaya Viswanathan has received lot of acclaim in India. The book brings out various challenges that are there to India's national security from USA. Average Indian thinks that the danger to India is from Pakistan and China or internally from terrorism, illegal migration from Bangladesh, left-wing extremism and Islamic radicalization. Despite the fact that USA is a democratic country like India, it still poses a lot of dangers to India's national security. There are many in the USA media, many intellectuals, few universities, few in the political parties also run an agenda of creating chaos in India by sowing the seeds division on the basis of caste. Snakes in the Ganga book throws light on various anti-Indian activities that are taking place in the USA, focuses on people who are doing it and more important sheds light on what should be done to counter these Breaking India forces. Rajiv Malhotra's first book written was On Artificial Intelligence and Future of Power, which was very well received. The second book Breaking India 1.0 published in 2014 talked about various dangers to India from the inimical forces in USA. Somehow the dangers brought out by him were not counted effectively. In the latest book he talks about more dangers that come from the USA. The nature of the dangers, its capability to break India has increased considerably since his last book. Present book has 860 pages, 63 pages 0FN notes, with bibliography of 59 pages. This shows the deep research the authors have done in exposing inimical forces in the USA. It will not be possible to cover important extracts of this book in one article. I therefore will endeavor to cover these inimical forces and countering them in three parts of my article. Why the title Snakes in Ganga? Snakes in the Ganga unveils uncomfortable truths concerning India's vulnerabilities. The authors explain that the title is a metaphor for hidden dangers. Ganga is a safe place, and we don't suspect any threats when we bathe in it. The book exposes that unknown to most people, some vicious enemies of dharma are lurking beneath the surface. When you are bathing in the river, you are immersed in Mother Ganga, in the feeling of sacredness. You have a feeling of safety and comfort and a hope for rejuvenation. Therefore, you let down your guard and expose yourself totally. You are totally unsuspecting and vulnerable. The last thing you expect is that there are also poisonous snakes underneath the calm waters. The dangers come from USA, which is the perceived land of gold for many Indians. Caste and racism are inseparable. The fact that these theories get spun in leading Ivy League universities like Harvard makes them all the more acceptable to many Indians. And when there's this huge, dedicated machinery consisting of people, networks, projects, and institutions that are dedicated to transferring these ideas to India, there's no escape from the situation. A new theory has been formulated in the United States, in Ivy Leagues called critical caste theory. Basically, it says, caste is the origin of American racism. Elaborating the theory further, the book says, caste originated in the Vedic tradition according to them and the British learnt it in India and brought it to America and helped them frame the black and white issue in terms of racism. So caste and racism are inseparable. The Nazis got this idea from the British and that generated the Nazi Holocaust. So caste is the worldwide culprit for racism everywhere. It is the architecture, the blueprint from which racism of all kinds emerges worldwide, and as per the snakes it came from India. So blame India for all the ills in USA and Europe. The authors. Rajiv Malhotra is a researcher and public intellectual on civilizational studies, world religions, and cross-cultural encounters. He was trained initially as a physicist, and then as a computer scientist specializing in artificial intelligence in the 1970s. After a successful corporate career in the USA, he became an entrepreneur and founded and ran several IT companies across 20 countries. Since the early 1990s, as the founder of his non-profit Infinity Foundation, Princeton, USA, he has been researching civilizations from a historical, social sciences, and mind sciences perspective. Vijaya Viswanathan is a mechanical engineer by training and holds an MBA from the Wharton Business School. After a successful corporate career in manufacturing and finance based in the USA, Singapore, and Europe, she turned her focus to education. Vijaya is active in initiatives that focus on curricula, pedagogy, and mentoring. As a student under Swami Dayananda Saraswati of Arshar Vidya Gurukul, Vijaya studied Vedanta as well as dharmic and civilizational thought. Theme of the book. Intense warfare against India's integrity is the work of a well-orchestrated global machinery driven by a new ideology. Marxism has been reincarnated as critical race theory in U.S. academia and serves as the framework to address America's racism. This has been recklessly mapped onto India. Caste is equated with race. Marginalized communities of India are considered as blacks and Brahmins as the whites of India. Groups claiming grievances, like Muslims and LGBTQ+, are artificially clubbed together. Popularly called the woke movement, the mission is to dismantle Indian civilization and heritage by waging an uncompromising war against India's government, educational institutions, culture, industry, and society. Harvard University is ground zero of these social theories developed in collaboration with few Indian scholars, activists, journalists, and artists. This represents a clear and present danger to India's sovereignty and national security. Several Indian elites are hoisting Harvard as the Vishwa Guru with their money and family names. Some private universities within India are importing wokeism that has serious repercussions for India's stability. Indian corporates are bringing the latest Western rubric of environmental, social, and governance ratings into their workplace. This is aligned with the global social justice movement, is just not applicable to India. China has exploited this latest infrastructure as a passage to India. The book also highlights the difference between India and China in terms of setting the agenda. An entire ecosystem of ideologies, institutions and young leaders is emerging for the recolonization of India. Dangerous narrative warfare from the USA has to be counted tooth and nail. It has to be proved that treating critical race theory as critical caste theory is flawed. Targeting centers of excellence. The most dangerous mischief by the snakes is to target centers of excellence in USA and later in India. There has been a lawsuit in Silicon Valley against Cisco charging that the Brahmins who are in the management there are essentially racist. Therefore, the American law on racism, which is extremely serious, has to be applied to prosecute any such cases. This has shaken up Silicon Valley. Workshops on caste are being conducted at top levels in technological companies in Silicon Valley. It has been projected that there's casteism wherever there are Indian techies. So, Indian techies are subjects of attack, the book says. The US government, the Democratic Party has a large amount of wokist congressmen, some of them are Indian. The lobby turning the caste into a form of racism is strong, and Harvard has actually enacted a policy that caste should be treated as a race, and so have many other universities. Equating caste and racism are becoming almost a de facto standard in many places in public life. Targeting of Indians on the basis of caste has to be counted in the technological companies. The Americans have to be made to understand that without bright Indians, the technological companies in USA cannot survive. Clean up before it is too late for India. Authors shed light on what the book is all about and who are the snakes that are referred to in Snakes in the Ganga. These consist of ideas, these consist of individuals and institutions. They are named and a whole lot of explanation is given about dangers from them. Actually, they are quoted in their own words, so it's not insinuating, these are major players in big names, in big institutions. Malhotra, who had already written a book on Breaking India 1.0 depicting the interference of the US and European churches, think tanks, foundations and human rights group in trying to break apart Dravidian and Dalit communities in India. Now he speaks about Harvard and wokeism imported from the US in the Breaking India 2.0. This book discusses that Breaking India 2.0, which is far more serious in its insidiousness, influence, funding, and resources, and its impact on the Indian civilization as a whole. As an after-effect of Malhotra's earlier books, Breaking India and Being Different, the thoughtful readers have been questioning the extent of colonized conditioning of minds of few Indians. But colonization has taken on a different hue in the modern day, with open adulation of everything American. This also means that Indians are opening up to American ideas, good or bad, which makes it easy for their social movements to get mirrored in India, even when they do not apply. Concerned readers hope that Snakes in the Ganga is taken seriously and the Ganga is cleaned up before it is too late for India. India is a country, the Indian society and the government of India is capable of correcting flaws in the Indian society, if any. It does not require experts from the USA to point out as to what is wrong in India. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.